Coming up on this episode of A Little Advice Podcast, we're going to be talking about inspiration. We're going to talk about it. We're finally going to talk about it. You know what? I lost it for a while, but I got it back. And you're going to hear how I did it. Hello and welcome back to A Little Advice Podcast with Christine Little. And by the way, I am Christine Little, so the rumors are true. I have been away for a while. It's been a long time, and I forgive myself for that, and I hope you can forgive me too. This is going to be a different format. Why, Christine? Because I'm going to be talking to myself. Maybe I'll have guests sometimes. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But for now, I think I'm still in pandemic mode. I'm like, I'll just do it all alone at my house. That'll show them. Who? I don't know. I really don't know. I want you to subscribe. I know that. I'm going to release new episodes every week. So go ahead and smash that subscribe button. That's my favorite thing when YouTubers say that. They're like, go ahead and smash that subscribe button. It just makes it feel like someone's like really passionately just pushing them, like, oh, I'm smashing this button. So if you could just smash the subscribe button on iTunes, Spotify, whatever you're listening, and leave a review, share this if it helps someone. This episode, I'm not going to edit that out. This episode is about inspiration, and that's important to me because I'm a stand-up comedian, and sometimes I don't be inspired straight up, and that can last a while. I think my last bout of uninspiration probably was a couple years, which is a long time. And what finally got me motivated, well, I'll tell you about it in the podcast because I talk about this in the episode, but I'd love to share with you what got me motivated, and I'd love to hear what gets you motivated. Oh yeah, by the way, I am on Instagram. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's owned by Facebook/Meta. By the way, Facebook harassed me daily on my page, my podcast page, to like post something about the podcast. It's like it knew I wasn't releasing episodes and it was harassing me every day about it, but it worked. So shout out to Zuckerberg for bullying me and to starting this podcast again. What was my point? Oh yes, follow me on Instagram, A Little Advice Podcast. And then I also have my comedy one, The X as in X-ray, T-I-N-E, Little, The X Teen Little on Instagram, Twitter. A Little Advice Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And I have a Facebook group for A Little Advice Podcast if you want to go in there and tell me hey, what's up, Christine? Glad you're doing the podcast again. Here's what makes me feel inspired. That's how you talk in my mind. Anyway, I am so happy to be back, and I'm happy that you're back, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to my nightmare. Just kidding. Hello and welcome to A Little Advice Podcast, a podcast that I have abandoned for at least a year. But hey, I'm back now, ready to chow down and clown, turn that frown upside down. If you can't tell, I'll just go ahead and tell you right now, it's almost 3 a.m. And that's when I've decided to record this podcast. This podcast that I haven't done for over a year. Actually, more than that. I think I released one episode a year ago. But you know what? I'm not going to get down on myself about it. I'm back doing a new format. A new format. Little Advice is gone solo. What, Christine? You're doing a podcast by yourself? Yes, Christine, thank you for asking. I actually am doing a podcast by myself. Well, where did that come from? Great question. I got inspired by a friend of mine. My friend Freddie Lockhart does his own podcast. He's got two. He's got one that's called What's Good. And then he later started another solo podcast called That's Good. Just answering his own question. And it's a solo podcast, which I always found to be something that's kind of intimidating. But maybe that's a good sign. I kind of think that wherever you're afraid or what makes you nervous, you should lean into that. I feel like that for a couple reasons. One, I don't want my fear to control me, and I don't want to live by, you know what I mean. I don't want to live in fear. I don't want to let my fear dictate what I do and don't do. And I think the best way to grow is from stepping outside your comfort zone. I actually have this quote that I wrote down in my to-do list notes that really hit hard with me. I'm pulling it up right now. It says, discomfort is a temporary and a necessary part of our transformation. Discomfort is temporary and a necessary part of our transformation. And to me, that just means, hey, that's life. Things are going to be uncomfortable sometimes, but that's where the biggest growth happens. So all that to say, welcome to A Little Advice. It's a new format. I've gone rogue. Not to say that I won't have anybody come on at any time. I'm not anti-guest, but I am pro talking. So there you go. And this episode, I want to talk about inspiration. Inspiration, not perspiration. Thank you. Thank you, no one. I have gone a while. I had gone a while, probably at least a year or two. I mean, we're coming out of a pandemic. I don't know if you guys were around for the pandemic of 2020, 2021 slash current. But yeah, things just kind of dropped off along with my motivation. I got a day job at one point and got really into that. And my motivation just kind of was dwindling. I was still doing stand-up, still performing, still doing things, but I guess there was this air of like, what's this for? What's the point? And I got motivated by this show I watched on Netflix called The Movies That Made Us. And it goes through all these popular movies and how they were made. And they did Pretty Woman, Dirty Dancing, Forrest Gump, Back to the Future. And I highly recommend this docuseries. It's kind of like a silly tone, almost like Pop-Up Video. I don't know if you ever watched that on VH1 back in the day. / I'm old, what? Anyway, yeah, it was so inspirational to me to see how all these different movies that are iconic came together and all the odds that were stacked against them and all the obstacles that they had to go through. And the product that they got from these movies was so influential to our culture. Like Forrest Gump, that is like one of my favorite movies. I don't remember the drama behind that. Oh yeah, yeah, I remember one thing. Tom Hanks, when he did the voice of Forrest Gump, he was doing it based on the kid that they hired to play him as a child. And so he just said, what would that guy talk like as an adult, and did that. And they were like, he's not really going to talk like that, is he? And now it would be weird if he didn't, right? Oh, I love that. That was so great. So that was really inspiring. I watched that and I was like, wow, the way everything comes together, how movies are made, they could have just been so different. Like Back to the Future, I forget the actor's name, but he's a more dramatic actor that was originally cast to play Michael J. Fox's role in Back to the Future. And it just gave it a whole different vibe. I mean, it was a completely different movie. The tone was different. His clothes were different. They were, you know, kind of darker, and it just gave it a more drab vibe. It wasn't so much as a comedy anymore. And it just goes to show that making a good movie or good project for that matter is the culmination of a bunch of different ingredients coming together in a really specific and magical way. So my advice, I mean, here's just a little bit. Watch that show, The Movies That Made Us on Netflix. Another thing that inspired me recently, I finally got with it and watched The Last Dance on Netflix. Shout out to our sponsor, Netflix. Just kidding. But yeah, The Last Dance. It's this Michael Jordan documentary. And I guess it's not so much a Michael Jordan documentary, but I mean, basically it is. It's like the 90s basketball. And look, I got to be honest with you. I don't really care about sports like that. But this documentary, this docuseries was just so cool to watch the arguably the greatest basketball player that's ever lived. Watch his process of how his work ethic on how hard he worked. And what was the thing? Oh, yeah. The thing that stood out to me most about him was how he found the motivation to be his best. And honestly, it just seemed like a series of really petty coincidences that he just kind of put together and would vengeance play upon people. Basically, he's like, oh, this guy didn't say hi to me at the restaurant. The coach of this opposing team didn't say hi to me at the restaurant. I know he knows me. So they have him in the interview. He's like, I didn't like that. And then so then it cuts to him playing this game like crazy, scoring all these points. He's like, I'll show you. I'll show you with my greatness. I always think it would be humiliating to be one of those people on the poster that like Jordan's crotch is in your face, his tongue is out. I mean, the disrespect, man. And I tried to think, I'm like, what can I do in my career as a comedian, actress? Who do I form vengeance? Am I saying that right? Again, it's 3 a.m. Who do I form vengeance upon to get motivated to write jokes? You know, I guess I could become a roast person. Like, oh, Starbucks messed up my order. I took that personally. And I've got like 20 minutes on how Starbucks sucks or something. I don't know. But I will say that like some of my biggest motivation in life has for the best things I've done have been out of spite or jealousy. Hey, it takes a really strong person to admit that, okay? I don't want to say I'm strong, but I'm not going to say I'm weak, okay? Yeah. Yeah. Like, for example, I studied abroad in college out of jealousy, I guess. I don't know. My boyfriend at the time, he studied abroad for a summer, and then he came back, and him and his friends had all these inside jokes and experiences, and I was like, I don't do that, but I didn't have a foreign language or anything. My foreign language was sign language. So I went to Australia. I mean, I didn't use the sign language there, but I went there because they could speak English. And I was like, hey, me too. They had beaches and stuff. I got real dark and kind of swollen from all the beer. Not a big drinker now, though. I will tell you that. Got to lay off the sugar, too. Anyway, what's your inspiration? What inspires you? That's what I want to know. I told you my big inspirations. One, my friend Freddie Lockhart. Check out his podcast, doing this on his own. Oh, one more thing that inspired me. I can't believe I just watched this on Amazon Prime. Shout out to my sponsor, Amazon Prime. Just kidding. Inside Jokes. So there's a docuseries on Amazon Prime called Inside Jokes, and it follows, I think, like 7 comedians as they showcase and get into Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, which is like the largest comedy, biggest, most prestigious comedy festival in the world. And it was fun because I knew a few of the people on there. So it was really cool to see their journey and their process and to see that everybody kind of goes through the same thing, the same doubts and fears and anxieties and ultimately their wins, how people mitigate or manage their disappointment was interesting to see. And then also to see behind the scenes, to see what the bookers are looking for and what kind of things they're taking into consideration. And what I'm seeing or what I got from that was like, I guess, be yourself, which it's like, duh, how can you not be yourself? But I think that can come if you try to do what you think they want, whoever they may be, whether it be people, other comedians or bookers or whoever you may be showcasing for, or even the audience. Because, I mean, I don't know, just be authentic and you can tell when someone's being real or not. And as a comedian, I know for myself, I've often judged my material quite harshly and been like, hey, these jokes are terrible. But it's not just about the jokes. It's about the vibe, you know, and the connection with the audience. So to recap, find out what inspires you because it'll make life a lot easier. I mean, I did do things for a while, not under the influence of inspiration. And I gotta tell you, it was like trudging through water. Like you still do it, but it's like, why am I doing this again? Why am I doing this again? But connecting to something that made me go, ooh, I love that. I enjoyed that so much. I want to put something like that out there. You know? Just nod your head if you know. I'm back on with this podcast, so go if you haven't already, click subscribe to this podcast. A little advice, a review would be great. Just your honest opinion, like, hey, Christine Little, maybe she should try podcasting at 3 a.m. No, maybe 3 p.m. Subscribe, share this podcast if you think there's anyone who can relate to it or who's been struggling to find their inspiration lately. My advice, I guess, in that realm is to watch a bunch of docuseries on Netflix and Amazon Prime. So start with Movies That Made Us, go into The Last Dance, Michael Jordan, and finish with some inside jokes. And let me know, does that motivate you, even if you're not in the entertainment field? What motivates you? What inspires you? Let me know. You can message me on, Instagram. Yeah, message me on Instagram or on Facebook, Little Advice Podcast with Christine Little. And I look forward to connecting with you next time. Bye. But I also do want to say thank you to listeners who have supported me by either subscribing to the podcast, leaving reviews, donating cash. Because of some donations, I was actually able to get this new microphone that I absolutely love. And you know what? Bam! That's another thing that inspires me. This microphone, it was so cool. It made me want to record. So get yourself another piece of advice. Good thing you're still listening because it's still coming. Another piece of advice. Get you a good microphone. Get you your version of a microphone, whatever it is, whether it be a pen if you're a writer or a new laptop, some sort of equipment that's like, ooh, this makes me want to do it because this is fun. You know what I mean?